listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Good evening, listeners. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to lock out any incoming communication or external stimuli for the next hour and focus all attention on this podcast. Inside, you'll find music and information on many of the covert espionage programs televised in the 1960s, the Cold War era as it was known. As always, should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
We'll be right back. So I started off this episode with a surf instrumental by a band called The Five Guys from Uncle. The track's called The Spy, and it's on the Swan label. I followed that with another surf band called The Clichés, with the theme from the TV show The Man from Uncle, their version of it. I've got it on a Japanese pressing, Union. And finally, a classic mod dance floor filler, The Olympics Secret Agents on Merwood. As you can see, I've got a theme going here. I've been collecting all of these records that all have something to do with spies, espionage, and definitely TV and movies from the 60s when the spy thing was really popular. Kicked off initially by James Bond, but I'll get a little bit more into that later.
Yeah. you'll find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, you can give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
Okay, here comes your history lesson, guys. In 1960, there was a TV show in the UK called Danger Man, starring Patrick McGoohan. They tried it out in the US, but nobody seemed very interested in it, so it was canceled after the first season there, but kept playing in the UK. McGoohan played a character named John Drake, and he was a special operative for NATO, specializing in security assignments against any subversive element which threatened world peace. So the second track that I played there was the theme song to Danger Man. It's by the Red Price Combo, and it's on the Parlophone label. Now, when the Broccolis were making the James Bond movies, they asked Patrick McGoohan to be James Bond, or at least try out for the part, but he was too wrapped up in what he was doing and wasn't able to do that. Sean Connery obviously was cast, and Dr. No came out, and James Bond became huge. The movie started rolling out. In 1964, for the American market, they took Danger Man and they repackaged it, calling it Secret Agent. Basically, they took the same premise, the same everything, except John Drake was now perhaps an Irishman, whereas he had been an American with a thinly veiled British accent in Danger Man. He now worked for M19. And they redid the theme song, getting Johnny Rivers to do Secret Agent Man. That's why I played Secret Agent Man at the end there. That's on the Imperial label. Johnny Rivers was pretty popular at the time. He was actually the first act at Whiskey A Go Go. And during his show, he had these girls in gilded cages dancing, which was a huge hit. And everybody started to adopt this. And they called them Go-Go Girls after the Whiskey A Go Go. A little bit of extra trivia there for you. Now, digging a little deeper, when Secret Agent ended, Patrick McGoohan started a new show called The Prisoner. And The Prisoner, you never know his name. He's just number 6. He's a number. But the show starts off with Patrick McGoohan as a secret agent going into his headquarters and quitting, and then going home, being gassed and knocked out, and then waking up in his apartment, only his apartment is in a small village that he can't escape from. And the whole premise of the show is him trying to get out of this village, and no matter how hard he tries, he can never get out. The Prisoner was filmed in a place called Port Marion, which is a village near the north of Wales. Very interesting fact, the very first episode of Danger Man was shot in Port Marion. So the question is number 6 John Drake? The theme that I played at the top of that set was the theme for The Prisoner, but it wasn't the theme that was used. It was titled The Age of Elegance, and according to some sources, the theme was yet another creation of Patrick McGoohan himself. Reportedly, he whistled it into a tape recorder, and Grainer transcribed that onto sheet music, did the arrangements and the orchestrations, and then recorded a few different versions. But the producers found this version to be too dirty, too rock and roll-y, so they actually replaced the electric guitar with harpsichord. So it's essentially kind of the same song, but this is much more rocky, and the gritty guitar really gives it an edge. And to find this on 45, having been discarded as the theme song, is pretty exciting.
He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. Mm-hmm. ashamed. But people try to understand. He's the last of the secret agents and he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Jump back over to the US there, starting off with Sakatum JB, a great instrumental version by Sandy Nelson. That's on the Imperial label. Then Nancy Sinatra doing The Last of the Secret Agents on her daddy's Reprise label, produced by Lee Hazelwood and arranged by Billy Strange. Keep that in the back of your head because that's going to come back later. After that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Come Spy With Me on Tamla. They did that song for a film of the same name, which was a huge box office flop, but has a great dance sequence in it with a song that I can't find anywhere. I can't even find out who does it. The main lyric is, "Look out, that cat's a shark." That's all I can tell you. Great song, though. One day I'll find it. We'll be right back.
those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the Brutes.
Borrowed from the Brutes. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length.
Fully fashioned calf length.
Brown boots, black boots.
Patent leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots.
Lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, street girls.
Frumpy little beach girls.
Square girls, cool girls.
Sexy little school girls.
Maiden aunties.
Naked every contest.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the center, little tender boots.
Kinky, slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots, boots, kinky boots.
Precious night and I, we both wonder why the world is splitting two. Precious night and I, down a lonesome way in south, where I lived and had my house, near to Camp Kennedy, where she also had to be, looking for a secret weapon, unknowing what would happen. Russian spy tonight. The most perfect kind of sex that no man would give a chance to relax. Hang around my surroundings, watching Uncle Sam's boundings. Couldn't stop myself to ask her in. Russia shouldn't know where she's been.
Marquette's at the top there with their awesome surf garage version of the Avengers theme. The Avengers TV show was so popular in the UK. John Steed went through a number of partners, but his first was Honor Blackman, who played his partner Catherine Gale. And in an attempt to cash in on their success, Decca Records got them to sing the song Kinky Boots, which is so kitsch and so tongue-in-cheek and silly, kind of forgettable, but also wonderful at the same time. And remember, Honor Blackman was also Pussy Galore in Goldfinger, the James Bond movie. The connections here are just crazy. Finished that off by jumping over to the Netherlands, a band called The Hunters, track called Russian Spy and I. And that's on RCA Victor.
James Bond is back on Her Majesty's Secret Service. And this time, they drop a mountain on him.
Albert R. Broccoli and Harry Salzman present Ian Fleming's On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
On a steel cable, on a racing bobsled, on a ton of dynamite, on one ski, back comes Bond, down comes the mountain, on comes the excitement. In the biggest 007 adventure of them all, on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
George Lazenby, Diana Rigg, Telly Savalas, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. In color from United Artists, entertainment from Transamerica Corporation. This picture has been rated M, mature audiences.
The Exotics on a cello at the top there with Boogaloo Investigator. Hey, sometimes Boogaloo needs investigating. After that, Dick Hyman and his orchestra, an instrumental version of Agent 00 Soul, a real pioneer of the electric organ. That's on the Command label. I did throw in a little James Bond there, my favorite score. If you watch Thunderball, the underwater fight scene, that music, it's just amazing. I love that music. It's like the fight scene music in Star Trek. It's just so good. And that's Billy Strange, who orchestrated Last of the Secret Agents by Nancy Sinatra. Remember I told you to keep that in your head? That's on the GMP Crescendo label. We'll be right back.
probably think I'm just an ordinary guy. But in the sinister world of counter-espionage, I'm known as Agent Zero M. Interesting equipment in counterintelligence, like this portable radio. Supposing I'm here in Monte Carlo, trapped by enemy agents, I'd play it cool. Just want to hear a little music. That's a tune they didn't expect. The new Zero M radio rifle. Looks like a radio, but touch this button. Rather easy. So's this. The Zero M jet coder pen has 2 points. Writes a secret message you can see only with these glasses. And fires a jet of water 30 feet. To get your Zero M radio rifle and jet coder, just remember the password.
Bobby, are you going to mow the lawn or not?
The password? Zero M.
So we went back to the Netherlands with a band from Amsterdam called De Maskers, or The Masks, Dutch beat group. And they covered the theme for The Saint, which was a Roger Moore TV show, which he was doing when they were casting James Bond as well. And because of The Saint, he wasn't able to do James Bond. However, as we all know, he did go on to do James Bond later on in the 70s. And I followed that up with the Artwoods, some very solid mod sound off the Jazzin' Jeans EP, the theme for Our Man Flint, which was James Coburn's American spy show, very tongue-in-cheek, and finished everything off with an unreleased track. It was only released recently on Soul Junction by Betty Boo. It's called My Man Flint.
She told me no doubt.
There we had The Soul Survivors, The Impossible Mission, Mission Impossible on Crimson, and then a reggae version of the Mission Impossible theme by Randy's All-Stars on Impact. I hope you've enjoyed this hour, guys. I've had a really fun time putting this all together. It took me a long time, but it was well worth it. I hope you enjoyed all the variations on the theme and the different versions of tracks you probably know. And maybe I taught you a little something about the history of spies and espionage as a form of entertainment. I'm going to leave you off with one of my very favorite versions of James Bond's theme song. This is by The Selector, came out in 1980 on the Two Tone label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
Ha ha! James Bond, the killer!